Police have described the gunman to be of Pacific Islander appearance with olive skin and a medium build. He was captured right before the shooting in the suburb of Bankstown on CCTV, wearing a dark hat, gloves, sunglasses, a raincoat and high-vis vest. Detective Superintendent Scott Cook from New South Wales Police says he's still at large.
Hand yourself in. If you don't hand yourself in, we're coming after you. We're going to hunt you down. He's a danger to the community. He's clearly prepared to use a firearm to kill someone, and he needs to be locked up.
The victim was 65-year-old Ho Lei Din. A prominent criminal lawyer with decades of experience, Mr. Lei Din was shot dead whilst having a cup of coffee at the cafe he once owned in the heart of a bustling marketplace. Superintendent Cook says it happened at around 3:40 p.m., with the gunman approaching Mr. Lei Din from behind and pulling the trigger no more than four times.
Yes, we're confident it was targeted. It was not random. This was deliberate. This was direct. This was obviously targeted and planned.
SBS understands Mr. Lei Din was at the cafe after transferring money to his family, who were in Vietnam for Lunar New Year. Dozens of bystanders witnessed the shooting, with many running from the scene or hiding.
I just sit down in a coffee shop and I have a coffee, and then I heard a three time a bullet.
I just heard a few noises. Yeah, look like fireworks.
Walk back and shoot the people like that. Unbelievable.
The Vietnamese community president for New South Wales, Paul Huy Nguyen, says he had known Mr. Lei Din for years. He described the victim as a good man who was well respected within Sydney's Vietnamese community.
The community is still deeply in shock, and we're not sure how we're going to come to terms with this. It's beyond comprehension. He's very popular among his friends, very well-known members of the community. He's very active in certain area, and he's a person of a good repute.
With an armed gunman at large, police have urged witnesses who may have captured vision of the shooting to come forward. So has Federal MP Jason Clare, who was the Member of Parliament for Mr. Lei Din's electorate.
The police are going to do a great job, but they need the help of everyone. They need the help of our community. So can I ask anyone in the community who saw what happened, please talk to the police and help them to hunt down this killer.
New South Wales Police established Strike Force Eugene to investigate the shooting. Superintendent Cook says aside from interviewing witnesses and Mr. Lei Din's family, detectives will also delve into his legal practice to determine if there was any link to the shooting.
He has a lot of clients that are engaged in organised crime and other offences. So that is absolutely a line of inquiry in terms of his business, yes.
Numerous lines of inquiry have now opened to help determine both man and motive. Omar Dabaj, SBS News.